Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the AI Update Podcast, where we unravel the latest happenings in the world of artificial intelligence. Now, this week's episode spotlights an emerging contentious legal battle. Three high-profile figures, comedians Sarah Silverman and authors Christopher Golden and Richard Cadry, have filed lawsuits against OpenAI and Meta. The plaintiffs accuse both companies of copyright infringement, alleging their respective AI models were trained on illicit datasets containing their copyrighted works. And in other news, we delve into the world of social media surveillance, featuring the story of Jack Sweeney, a college student whose controversial activity of tracking Elon Musk's private jet led to his Twitter suspension. Undeterred, Sweeney has moved his plane tracking operation to Threads, a social media platform owned by Meta. Now, we'll be unpacking these events and discussing their potential implications for copyright law and privacy in the era of AI. And before we get into that, please take a second and listen to some of our sponsors. They help us continue growing this show. So thank you so much for that. And also, if you could, take a second, hit the subscribe button on whatever podcast platform you're on right now. Helps us so much. So thank you for that. Welcome back, everybody. In a wave of controversial claims, comedians Sarah Silverman, authors Christopher Golden, and Richard Cadry have initiated legal proceedings against artificial intelligence conglomerate OpenAI and social media giant Meta. The litigants accused both companies of copyright infringement, and the lawsuit was filed in a U.S. district court. The plaintiffs contend that OpenAI's model, ChatGPT, and Meta's Llama were trained on illicit datasets encompassing their copyrighted works. These datasets were supposedly acquired from what the plaintiffs refer to as, quote, shadow library websites. Examples of these are Bibliotik, Library Genesis, and Z Library, amongst others, where the contested books are allegedly available in bulk via torrent systems. Now, Christopher Golden and Richard Cadry declined to comment, and Sarah Silverman's team remained silent when approached for a statement. The lawsuit against OpenAI provides evidence that, when prompted, ChatGPT summarized their copyrighted books. The summary is seen as a violation of the copyrights. Silverman's book Bedwetter, Golden's book, and Cadry's Sandman Slim are offered as examples. And the plaintiffs argue that the AI model never attempted to reproduce any of the copyright management information plaintiffs included with their published works. A separate lawsuit against Meta alleges that the author's works were present in the datasets Meta utilized to train its Llama models. Now, introduced in February, the Llama models are a collective of open-source AI models. The complaint meticulously argues the illegitimate origins of the database. Now, Meta's Llama model was trained on a dataset known as, quote, The Pile, sourced from Eleuther AI. Now, Eleuther AI previously described The Pile as being assembled from a copy of the contents of the Bibliotik private tracker. Now, the lawsuit argues that Bibliotik and other similar shadow libraries are flagrantly illegal. And the authors unanimously declare their lack of consent for the use of their copyrighted works as training material for these AI models. Both lawsuits comprise six counts of various types of copyright violations, negligence, unjust enrichment, and unfair competition. The litigants are seeking statutory damages, restitution of profits, and more. Now, the lawyers that are representing the plaintiffs on the L Mitigation website, they acknowledge they've been contacted by writers, authors, and publishers expressing concern over ChatGPT's ability to generate text similar to that found and copyrighted to contextual materials, including thousands of books. Now, Savory has previously initiated litigation against AI companies on behalf of programmers and artists. Getty Images has also filed an AI lawsuit accusing Stability AI, the creator of the AI image generation tool Stable Diffusion, of training its model on millions of images protected by copyright. Savory and Budrick are also representing authors Mona Awad and Paul Tremblay in a comparable lawsuit against the same company. Now, these lawsuits not only pose a potential dilemma for OpenAI and other AI firms, but they challenge the very boundaries of copyright. As mentioned on the Vergecast, it's anticipated that lawsuits revolving around such copyright issues will continue to emerge in the coming years. Meta, OpenAI, and Joseph Savory Law Firm were contacted for comment, but they did not respond in time for this episode. Now, let's move on to some Elon Musk news and some Meta news and some Threads news. And in related news, Jack Sweeney, the infamous college student who was suspended from Twitter for tracking the private jet of tech mogul Elon Musk, has shifted its tracking operations to Meta Threads. Sweeney, who faced multiple suspensions on Twitter, opened a new account on Threads with the handle @ElonMusk'sJet. The account has garnered over 13,000 followers at the time of this report, and Sweeney announced plans to make posts manually with the hope that Meta will allow auto-posting on Threads in the future. Before the suspension, he also tracked the private jet of Mark Zuckerberg via Twitter account, which was later suspended in December of 2022. Representatives for Meta did not respond immediately to our request for a comment. Sweeney rose to prominence in 2020 after he started tracking Elon Musk's private jet. His Twitter account, Elon Jet, gathered nearly 500,000 followers before being suspended. And Sweeney expanded his tracking activities to include other celebrities, including former President Donald Trump, Taylor Swift, and Kim Kardashian. His accounts were suspended following Twitter's ruling of a violation of its rules. Now, Musk responded to Sweeney's suspension by stating that any account doxing real-time location info of anyone will be suspended as it is a physical safety violation. Musk later announced that legal action would be taken against Sweeney and organizations accused of endangering his family. In response to these events, Twitter updated its private information policy to restrict users from sharing individuals' live locations. Despite this, Sweeney has resumed posting on Musk's platform, albeit with a 24-hour delay on flight data. Now, despite the enthusiasm for Threads, Sweeney has expressed dissatisfaction that he could not secure the handle @ElonJet, even though it is currently unclaimed. Now, thank you so much for listening to the show today. I really do appreciate your time and you spending your time here with me today. If you could, take a second and hit the subscribe or follow button on whatever podcast platform you're listening on right now. It's free, it helps us out, and you'll get more AI news in your feed. So thanks so much. Take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you in the next one.